As we're being joined in studio by Stephanie Evans of the Children's Advocacy Center. How are you doing today?
I'm great, thanks.
Now, first off, the Children's Advocacy Center, it's kind of a newer thing. It's only been around Batesville for a couple years, established just back in 2017. So let's first talk about what is the Children's Advocacy Center?
Okay, what we are is a place for children to come when they have been victims of child sexual abuse or physical abuse. So we see children, we can do a variety of services. Mm-hmm. We do forensic interviews. We have a interviewer who does those, and then we also can do medical exams. We have two mental health therapists on staff, so they can do sessions with children after the fact. And then we also have child advocates, and they work with the non-offending family members and the children to provide any service that they might need. So any resource that you can think of.
Well, that's a lot of really great things right there. Now, all those services are free to the children and their families.
Yes, in this case. They are.
That is awesome. And now y'all got a really big event coming up this Friday from 11 till 2. It's a big picnic, which is a really cool deal. And y'all got a lot of great folks on board with that, too.
Yes, we do. We're really excited about it. We're celebrating some of the sponsors that we have for our current campaign. And then we just want to bring awareness to the community. So we thought, what a better way than to serve a free lunch and get people out, get you guys out there. So we're really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. Our own Chad Whitaker will be out there from 11 till 2 on Friday at the location at 510 East Boswell Street over there by the post office here in Batesville. Now, some of the great sponsors you have on board, First Community Bank, Bad Boy Mowers, Atlas Asphalt / White River Materials. And now, if you are part of a company that want to help out, that opportunity is still there, right?
For sure. We're calling it pinwheel sponsors. We have five pinwheels in our front yard. And currently, the three sponsors that we have, we've made signs with their logos and placed them on the pinwheels so that, you know, when people drive by, they see them. We also use their logos on our letterhead, on our website, on Facebook. So we give them a lot of exposure. And because we're just very thankful that they have chosen to sponsor. But we have two other pinwheels available if anyone is interested. The campaign is called Five for Five. So what that means is that they commit to donating $5,000 a year for 5 years. And so if 10 more people want to donate, we're going to let them. We'll get more pinwheels in the front yard.
Yeah, for such a good cause like this, that's awesome that you'll do that. And, I mean, it takes a lot. Obviously, you know, grants and stuff can help, but there's a lot of people because y'all are serving a lot of different counties. Five different counties, is that right?
That's exactly right.
Wow, that is so five different counties, Stone, Sharp, Independence, Izzard, and Fulton. Is that right? Did I get all five?
Correct.
Okay. So you're helping all those and helping kids, helping their families and dealing with these situations. And so you can help out. And if you maybe can't help monetarily, there's volunteer opportunities going on too.
Exactly. Yeah, we're happy to talk to anyone who would like to volunteer for one day a week or an hour a week or one day a month. There's a couple of procedures that we go through for a background check and that type of thing, but there's always different opportunities.
And so would some of those volunteer opportunities, what would the things look like and how could people help to be a part of the Child Advocacy Center?
Well, one way to volunteer is through being a child advocate, because we can let volunteers train in that position and then they can come in and shadow and then be a part of our team for however much time that they have available. Other ways, we need bilingual people to help us with our families who don't speak English.
Right.
So translation is always an issue.
Of course.
So there's just, we had one professor at Lyon College who came every Saturday and cleaned our center for a year.
Okay.
So just anything.
So really, there is so many different ways that people in the community can help out with such a noble cause.
Correct.
To be kind of a bright spot there in the community and for kids and families that have been through those devastating situations.
Yes.
Yeah, what catches my eye every time is I read the mission statement of y'all, which is empower, protect, heal victims of child abuse. Those are all things that, you know, the kids are the future. And, you know, when things like that happen, it's really nice to have y'all in their corner. So it's a really cool deal that y'all do. And we want to get everybody out there this Friday, 11 till 2 at the Children's Advocacy Center, 510 East Boswell Street by the post office. And y'all will have hot dogs, chips, and drinks for free. While supplies last, though, we want everybody out there. So we want to make sure the while supplies last because we want so many people out there to support y'all.
Great. Thank you so much. We appreciate this opportunity to be here today.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us.
Yes, we enjoy you guys being it. We're glad that you guys are a part of our community and serving the counties that you do for such a cause.
We can't thank y'all enough for everything y'all do. That's Stephanie Evans with the Children's Advocacy Center. Make sure to go check them out, as we will be there. As our own Chad Whitaker will be there from 11 till 2 this Friday. Go see them. They got free hot dogs, free chips, free drinks while supplies last. And go see how you can support such a great cause like the Children's Advocacy Center.